phone scam coming up right now on your home of the phone scams, channel 955. And you're going to use the help of a young child.
We have an 8-year-old on the line who's going to help us to make this guy feel guilty. Tony is his name. He went to a silent auction with a bunch of friends. You ever been to a silent auction? You walk around the room and you kind of, if you see an auction item you like, you kind of just sign your name and your bid. And then if you're the highest bidder at the end of the night, you get the item. Well, this is a charity auction for a children's charity, and Tony went with some friends, and I guess all weekend he's been ragging on the fact that he didn't get this autographed Red Wings jersey that he wanted, and he's just been complaining and complained about. So yesterday morning, they emailed me with this idea to call him and tell him he won the jersey. I came up with one better. I'm going to tell him he won something, but it wasn't the jersey.
Take a listen. Channel 955.
Channel 955, the phone scam station.
Hi, Mr.
Yeah.
Hi, Peter Clemenza. I'm calling regarding the charity auction you attended on Friday night.
Okay, hi.
Hi, thanks so much for your participation. It's really going to make a huge difference in some child's life. Do you have a second to talk?
Yeah, sure.
I'm calling in regards to the collection. As you're probably already aware, you won the highest bid, and I'm just calling to see how you'd like to pay for that, if it would be a credit card or a personal check.
Okay, I was pretty sure. I was outbid. I mean, I was there most of the night.
For the silent auction item you bid on, we found out it was a couple kids goofing around. The bids that were higher than yours were actually kids writing in that shouldn't have been there. And so yours is actually the first legitimate bid. So you would actually win the item.
Well, sounds great.
Okay.
Sure.
So how would you like to pay for that? Because as soon as I can get a credit card or a personal check to process this bid, then it goes through, and once the payment goes through, then you get your day of beauty.
Excuse me?
The day of beauty, a spa in Birmingham?
What's that?
That's the item that you were the highest bidder on.
No. I bid on an autographed Red Wing jersey.
Your name's here as the highest bidder on the silent auction item.
The only thing I put my name on to bid was an autographed jersey. That was the only thing I was interested in.
I don't have you down as the highest bidder on that. Did you go back at the end of the night and check on all the auctions you participated in?
That was the only auction I participated in.
And it's for a day of beauty at
a
spa.
No, it was for a Red Wing jersey.
Here's what you won. It's a sauna, deep tissue massage, salt glow, aloe wrap, manicure, hot stone pedicure, waxing, scalp massage.
No.
You get to bring someone with you. It's a real nice package.
That's not what I wanted. I want the jersey.
Well, I understand. I just don't have you as the winner of the jersey. I mean, that's a whole different auction. The auction
guys,
I have you being the highest bidder.
I can show you where I signed up, what I signed. I mean, I don't know what list you're looking at. Maybe you got your list confused or something. I did not sign up for any day of beauty.
You know, I understand that you're saying the beauty's for your girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
It's okay. It's okay to pamper yourself. That's an admirable quality.
Look, just want a freaking jersey. That's the only reason I went there for this auction. My friends
but what I'm saying is, we don't have you. I don't even see your name on the auction list for the jersey. I don't know if you.
Then you must have switched the list.
Up.
You show me the lists.
This is Tony, right?
Yes.
And the number I just called you at. Is that your cell phone?
My home number. Yes.
Well, I'm guessing some charity auction fairy didn't sneak in and write a bunch of phony bids on these slips of paper Friday night. I mean, this is a silent auction, and someone needs to write us a check for $1,287.
You got to be f***ing kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
No, well, I'm not kidding either. I ain't paying it.
That's not an option. This isn't a game. You were at the fundraiser. You made a bid on an item. That's a legal contract, and the rules of the auction were printed on the program you had, as well as on each table.
Yeah, I know, and that is—it's also for the items that I bid on. I did not bid on that item.
I don't have your name on a Red Wings jersey. I mean, you don't just go around walking around signing your name to anything you hope someone's going to buy you for Christmas. Now pony up and pay your bid amount.
Look, man, I signed for one thing—the jersey. That was it.
So you're telling me I should call the children affected by this charity and tell them you were just joking? You didn't sign up for this.
Look, I tell you what. You show me the paperwork, and I'll believe it. But I'm telling you, the only thing I signed up for, I know, was the jersey. That's all I will pay for.
I don't care if
I'm going to pay for a jersey, I'll pay for it. Otherwise, this call is over.
I'd like you to know that I don't think the courts would have nice things to say about this.
Did you see what I signed? You weren't f***ing there. I know what I signed for. I want to see the paperwork.
Oh, I was f***ing there. And now you're some jackass trying to f*** a children's charity. I have a $1,300. Now crack a checkbook, Judy, or I'll start cracking heads. Would this be on Visa or MasterCard?
Kiss my
All right, ready? Let's bring in the 8-year-old.
You're bringing out the big guns, aren't
you?
Hello?
Hi. Why won't you help me? This is Joey.
Who is this?
Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Why won't you help me?
It's... Help you do what, Joey?
Make my wish come true and donate money.
I am going to do my best.
But you bid on that, and you need to pay us.
I promise it will be taken care of, okay?
You better pay up, buddy.
I will work it out, okay?
Okay, bye.
Nice.
Now that's gotta hurt.
What?
Hello, Mr.
Yeah.
Hey, good news about that auction item.
Yeah.
We got the spa to knock off the aromatherapy so that way it's only going to cost you $1,100 even.
You know, they could knock off...
I'm just kidding. This is Spike from the Mojo in the Morning Show. You've just been phone scammed.
You cheap bastard.
You.
I'm just kidding, man. Your buddy set us up to give you a call.
Yeah, I owe him.
They said you've been ragging all weekend that you didn't get that jersey.
Yes, I was pissed.
So what are you thinking when a kid calls up and says, why won't you help me?
I was thinking they were going to send those problem solvers guys to my door.
We will scam you. Channel 955. When you hear a phone scam, you know you're waking up with Mojo in the Morning. Channel 955.